Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shot.
Feel me? And God said he's the one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. My flesh, flesh of my flesh, come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here now. I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Don't push
like
me.
Treat it joy next to getting. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See it coming for me, my diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, best to be father. I'm a ghost in these killing fields. Hail Mary, catch me if I go. Let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark, evil lurks, enemies see me flee. Activate my hate, let it break till the flame set trip, empty out my.
Never stop the aim, fire. We got action. What's up? It's the Thursday/Friday edition of Kel's Corner. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, my brother? From a different mother.
Man, you know, You know tomorrow I'm going to have that colonoscopy procedure. So
good for you.
Yeah. You know, I anyone know that has gone through that, there are things that you have to do before. So
right.
Man, that is the nastiest tasting drink on earth. We went to the store so I could, you know, get me some applesauce and Jell-O and all of that. I'm telling you, the grocery store is the devil when you're hungry and can't eat. I'm trying, girl, listen, I went in the parking lot of the shopping center where the Giant is, and man, everything smelled so good. I was just like looking all around. All of a sudden, restaurants I ain't seen before, you know, sitting right there in my face. And I'm like, dang, I love to have some America's Best wings right now. You know, I love to have this right now. I love to have that right now.
Right.
But I'm going to be good. You know, I only have to do this until tomorrow, you know,
right.
After my procedure, I can eat as I want, how I want. But y'all pray for your brother, man. Cause I'm trying to tell you, man.
We've been in it. Oh,
man,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it's a fight for real. But anywho, how are you doing today? This lovely, man, it's almost spring-like, right?
This that pneumonia weather, y'all better be careful.
Yeah, that's true. This is that pneumonia weather. When we was young, they used to call it the Indian summer because it's the last days of good weather, you know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to a co-worker of mine today, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to go cut my grass for the last time and trim back the rose bushes and all of that. And I was like, oh, man, we saying bye. You know what I mean? We saying bye to the summer, the nice weather, and it's time to jump into this winter thing. So, again, I'm going to ask you, how is your day going? You just took my mind off when I was thinking about that.
My day is going amazing, actually.
Oh.
My day, the week is going amazing. TNT Fashions is growing and blowing up. I had like 4 sales today. I had two sales yesterday. I mean, I'm loving life right now. I really appreciate you guys supporting me, and I thank you guys so very much. So that's how my day is. I had a sale. He called me. He said, shout out Bugman Weezy. That's his name. He called me. He said, hey, sis, I know you're going on at 5 o'clock, but can I slide through real quick? I already know what I want. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So that's how my day's been going, bro. I'm doing good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Congratulations on your success.
And everybody knew about Kale's Corner, too. Look, everybody knew about Kale's Corner, too. You heard what he said. I know you're going on at 5 o'clock.
you know, hey, that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. But it's 5:06, so let me get them down. The breakdown of what we're going to be talking about. On today's episode, we will discuss game 4 and 5 of this 22-23 World Series. Man, I'm trying. Boy, listen. If y'all didn't watch it last night there was a never-before occurrence going on. History making, exactly. So, you know, we're going to get into that, game 4 and game 5 of this World Series. We also discuss the NBA's top 10 power rankings in this week 2 of this young NBA season. They've already formulated in their minds who is who and what is what with this young season. So we're going to go over it. A couple of the orders on this list kind of left me like, huh? But that's why I love these lists, so we can discuss it. Lady T will bring her week 9 version of Lady T's picks. You guys don't forget, her Cash App is, go ahead, Lady T.
$MAMABOSS and the number 5.
Hey, you guys got that. We'll say it to you again or say it for you all.
Yes.
Again, just to make sure that everyone have it. And we're going to take a look at this week 9 and discuss why we think who will be winners and who will be losers, you know. And, y'all, I have to do it, not just because it's my team, but looks like Dan Snyder is out, man. You know, DMV Media is in a frenzy trying to predict who the next owner might be of this Washington football team. We will discuss and guess a new owner for ourselves, you know. I'm telling you, I'm hearing names that I thought I'd never hear associated with football teams. So, you know, yeah, we're going to go over that as well. All these topics and much, much more on this Thursday/Friday edition of Kale's Corner. We want you guys to join us on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner with Lady T and the Online Corner crew, or live in studio with DMV Kale and Lady T at 563-999-3782. Live, y'all. Live. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. this Eastern time zone. Fun is to be had with this platform. You feel me? Well, whichever platform you choose, fun will be had. Now, I'm talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, Lady T.
What's happening?
You ready to run it down? You ready to run it down? Give me a second. Lady T, I owe you an apology. There was no harsh intent in Tuesday's episode when we had to move on to another subject. and I owe you an apology, and I just, I'm so nervous about this subject with the anti-Semites and all of this mess. I don't even want to touch it. I don't even want to be around it. So I apologize to you. I apologize to anyone that was waiting to hear what Lady T was thinking or what was on her mind, but I just felt like that wasn't a proper topic for us here at Kale's Corner. Now, I didn't mean to disrespect you. I didn't mean to that nature. I just don't to get it in. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get diggity muggity. Okay. Okay. All right, y'all. With that being said, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782, or Facebook Live, Kale's Corner with Lady T and the Online Corner Crew. We'll be right back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome
all
to the
right.
stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt. And alligators. You want to see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the...
Why you put me in my face? Stay in your place. World Series Game 3 after a weather... postponement or delay, the first time ever in the World Series, Philly in 13 years the first World Series game in Philly in 13 years was postponed by 24 hours. The Phillies, without question, let loose more than a decade of anticipation by pouncing on the Astros often and early. Tuesday night in a 7-0 game 3 win. Bryce Harper, Brandon Marsh, Kyle Schwarber, Rice Hoskins, all five home runs came off Lance McCullough Jr., Astros starting pitcher, who earned the unfortunate distinction of becoming the first pitcher to surrender five home runs in a World Series game. Now, Game 5. I don't know what in the heck got into Houston. Their pitching and their bats came alive, especially in that fifth inning. They had an explosion. And we always say here, teams play long ball and small ball. The Astros had a small ball explosion, you know. And it looks like, it appears Dusty has learned his ways of his mistakes, because he pulled that pitcher after the sixth inning of a no-hit baseball game. So, Dusty, and it just looked to me last night as if the Astros had the Phillies number. It looked like no matter what the Phillies did, the Astros was coming, and they would come and bring in everything that they needed to bring. What did you see, Trace?
In that third game, okay, so the first two games, it went 1-2 and tied it up. And so that third game, when Philly went off, I just felt like, at first, I felt like I was saying, well, Dusty, why he's keeping the man so long? Like, why he keeping this man in so long when they lost the game 7-0, when Phillies won 7-0? And I was like, well, why is he doing that? And then I had to sit back and think to myself, like, he's been here before. Like, he know what he should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing. Like, why is he losing this game right now, right? That's what I'm saying to myself. Mm-hmm. And then I'm saying to myself, well, he figured, like, okay, the game is out of hand right now. To himself, the game is out of hand. Let me not mess with the bullpen because I need the bullpen for the rest of these games because the rest of these games will be tight. So I'm thinking he lost the 7-0 game. Then he come back, and then they win without even using the bullpen. Mm-hmm. So the bullpen is still fresh for Houston. They haven't used none of them. They're still fresh.
Right.
They only been using their starters, like the three that they have for each game. That's what they've been doing. So now I think the bullpen is going to explode for Houston because they haven't been used. They're fresh. They got fresh legs, fresh arms, fresh everything. So I think Dusty right now is looking like a genius. Right now he's looking like a genius.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got my antennas up and I got all my eyes looking at y'all. So I gotta watch everything.
Right. And they've actually made it a series to watch. You know, because I'm with you. After game two, I felt like the Phillies after game one, I felt like the Phillies was just going to take it. You know, and then when the Phillies turned around and won game three and it was 2-1, I was like, okay, yeah, Phillies, Dusty. And you guys heard me say it. Dusty done made another Dusty mistake, and this is what's going to happen. But, hey, listen, he proved me wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come on, 57, what's up, bro?
Hey, everybody, what's happening?
That's the new
analyst. How y'all doing?
Baseball analyst. How are you, 57? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for that. I'm going to tell you.
You're welcome, babe.
Baseball is all about timing. And with just what you, like you said, Kale and Lady T, when Dusty made that move, I'm like, why is he leaving this guy in there? Now, if Valdez hadn't come out last night, they couldn't touch him. They saw everything he was going to throw. They couldn't touch him.
Still
he was on. They knew what he was, the three pitches he was going to throw, but, you know, he had that night where he was, they couldn't touch him. So if that hadn't happened, that was a great game. Even though if that hadn't happened, then we would say, oh, man, Dusty did it again, which is what I was thinking.
He dropped the ball.
He dropped the ball on his pitching staff like he always does. But it looks like he made a very calculating move, and it paid off. Verlander, what I didn't understand is Verlander has not been good in the World Series with any team he's gone to the World Series with. He hasn't been good, you know. So let's see if Verlander comes through tonight and pitches a good game, Dusty going to be in the driver's seat if they win.
Yeah.
Listen, 57,
you know
that was good because I think Verlander is the problem and the key. You know what I'm saying?
For real, if this World Series hasn't taught us anything, it's hold that driver's seat comment, because one team win, then the next team win. One team win, the next team win. So I'm going to pause on the driver's seat, but I will say if the Astros win tonight, they're looking real good. Yes, they are. They are. But I'm not going to say driver's seat. Go ahead.
Can I ask you guys this? Who saw a no-hitter coming?
No,
not
at all. 53 years, sis. 53 years since we had the last no-hitter.
I was sitting on the edge of the seat. I was like, when that last pitcher came out, And, you know, he only needed three outs. And I'm saying to myself, oh, please don't throw something that they can hit. Because this is this is history. We watch history right now.
Or hit somebody with the baseball. You know what I mean?
Oh, you want to hit somebody,
somebody on base. Come on in, Cap. What's happening? What's happening, Cap?
Hey, Cap.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up,
man? Out here raking leaves, doing house chores, listening in.
Oh, but you know, you can. My house needs some rake, the leaves rake too. My husband needs a break, since you already got some rake and stuff out, you can go on up over here and get out too.
I know that's right. it's funny talking about Dusty Baker. I was talking to Kel the other day at work, and he was saying that. And I had to open his eyes a little bit, like, no, Dusty know what he's doing. The game was out of reach. You don't want to dig in that bullpen all crazy. Then you be playing from behind all series.
Because you're right. He the gig was up in that game.
The gig was up.
So why even touch the bullpen?
Yeah. Right, but you know what Philly's kryptonite is? You know what Philly's kryptonite is? A breaking ball. Y'all see it? The
breaking ball.
Yeah.
They were saying that a lot. They were.
Yeah, they loading up for the fastball. That's how they hit all them home runs. Off them fastballs.
Bunch of fastball hitters, man.
Yeah, bunch of fastball hitters.
Did y'all see how they was telling each other how to hit the ball? The next person come up, he would go over there to him and say, look, in their ear. And that family would go right up there and hit that thing out the park.
But I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that because you're supposed to go and try to get your teammate worked up. You're supposed to try to tell your teammate what it is that. But I found that absolutely funny as well. Let's go to my man Lou. What's happening, Lou? What's going on?
Okay. Well, what a World Series is turning out to be. I mean, first you had. I mean, it's been a very interesting series. Game one came down to a very close match. Game two was not much of a threat. Game three was a shutout by the Phillies. Game four, they got their revenge. We had the first no hitter in World Series history in 66 years.
Yeah.
So now.
Yeah.
Now. A best of three. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Well, so goes my prediction out the window. There we go. Okay.
We guarantee to see six games, huh, Lou?
Okay.
So what will happen tonight?
Okay,
that's
a guarantee.
You're guaranteeing a team win for who?
These dudes don't want to go home. They want to be winners at the end of all of this. And they both do.
Who's got gas in the tank left?
Well,
they better find some gas.
That's going to be the beauty of what we call the World Series.
You said the Astros or the Phillies are the key and also the problem. How could you be both?
You can be both. Let me explain what I was saying when I'm saying you can be both. He's the problem, meaning if his best ain't working, hey, that's a problem. And the key is if his bet is working, then that's really good for the team.
Yes.
It's a two-headed sword.
Yeah, and I'm looking at his record in the postseason so far. Verlander has a terrible record in the postseason.
Right.
I don't know if that's the manager leaving him in there too long and letting him get knocked around, but he has a terrible record in the postseason. So if he comes out there and pitches a Verlander regular season, like in a regular season game where he's overpowering and he can't be hit, then Houston got this game
tonight. They're in trouble.
If Verlander goes out there and exercises these demons, Look here. Problems will be had.
Or you could say, even if he go out there and stink the place up, Dusty ain't going to let him stink it up for so long.
Yeah.
No, not tonight.
You know what I'm saying? Not tonight. Tonight, it can't happen. It cannot happen.
Yeah, tonight is a pivotal game.
The first inning, stink it up. The second inning, stink it up. Just know the third inning, he not coming back.
No.
They going to the bullpen. Believe that.
We shall see. We shall see.
Dusty wants them black gloves to win, honey.
You
want to hold that trophy with them black gloves on.
Yeah, I agree with you. That should happen. It should happen that way. But
right.
With Dusty, you never know.
You never know.
So, yes, you know, hey, one more reason to watch the game, y'all. One more reason to watch the game.
Can I say one more thing?
Come on in, brother. Go ahead.
Only thing I want real quick is Houston has been here so many times before. Everybody on their team has been in this type of situation. They know how to come through. When Philly beat them 7-0, all I said to myself is, I hope they didn't, you know, wake a sleeping giant, because Houston normally, when they get beat like that, they normally come back with a vengeance. That's all I want.
Yeah.
The Phillies, one of the biggest knocks on Bryce Harper wasn't when he just freely played baseball. It was when he really and seriously tried too hard. And he outthought himself into pickles and difficult situations. So I hope that no hitter bid is really hard to get over, first of all. It's really hard to get over, but I hope that Bryce and the Phillies find a way to overcome that and do what it is they need to do to at least make it a good game. At least make it a good game and something worth watching, you know? Come on, Brother Tank. What's happening with you?
Hey, Tank.
Hey, strong family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
What's up, bro?
What's up, 007, 57, Lou, Cap, and Miss T, and the rest of the corner crew?
Hey,
hey. I need y'all talking to the baseball game. I can't wait either, man. That's all I can tell you. I definitely can't wait for this game. Come on tonight. But
yeah.
I'm still going with Dusty. You already know it. I want Dusty to win it. And, like, when y'all was talking about the situation earlier, Cap, and it's crazy that you said when you and Big Brother was talking, because Man 57 was talking, and that's the same exact thing that I said to him, was, do you think Dusty just didn't do it because he didn't want to go to his bullpen? And now that I heard somebody else say it, besides Man 57 talking about it, I know the guy was on point with it. And my baseball fanatic crew for putting me on point with that.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
The student is never master.
Oh, man.
He don't need our help no more, 57. He don't need our help.
I know,
no more.
Man. I'm figuring it out.
He's coming with his own.
The little puppy that grew up.
Little puppy. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He out there marking his own territory without us, man.
Yeah. Gotta let the baby fly.
You tell him, you terrible. Marking your own territory without us.
Yeah. Well, welcome to your baseball adulthood, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. I got it, big bro. I'm in there. I got it. I'm down pat.
That's what's up.
I can talk with the best of them, man.
Okay. Good job.
You know,
everybody
talked about Philly having the small, the as far as their record going into the least amount of wins going into the playoff, and they're the playoff team. I mean, the play-in team, but we forget the division they played in. They played in the toughest division in baseball this year.
week.
Right, right, right. That's why I say it's hard to say the driver's seat for either team, because each one of them had their strongholds and their accomplishments this regular season, which make you think, you know, I can't really count them out yet. I can't really count
right.
them out. We've seen them at their lowest. We've seen them at their highest. We've seen them at a moderate medium tone. So, you know, you can't really count them out. You can't really count them out. And I hope what I said about Bryce Harper, I hope the latter is true. I hope that he got that no-hitter out of his brain and he's ready to play tonight.
Yeah, they better act like they got amnesia. I swear they better act like they got amnesia. Because that, mm-hmm. I mean, that game ain't going to do nothing for them. And they don't do no carryovers, so ain't no carryovers. So,
nah,
brand new game, brand new everything.
This ain't dominoes.
And Bryce hit the prettiest home run since Reggie Jackson, man. Bryce Harper's home runs look pretty as hell. I'm sorry.
Man, listen, he on a mission, bro. He on a mission.
Yeah,
Cap.
Yeah.
He better get some of them other ones on a mission with him.
No doubt.
Fact.
No doubt.
Because
no
that's
doubt.
The only way it's going to work.
That's right.
Hey, well, hey, we got sports to watch tonight, y'all. We got sports to watch tonight.
Fact.
World
yeah,
Series.
What's
the
going on in
man,
Philly?
You know. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. NBA talk, y'all.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round and circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round and circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky?
That's my song, yeah. NBA power rankings, top 10 teams goes as follows. At number 10, we have the Golden State Warriors at 3-5. Number 9, we have the Denver Nuggets at 4-3. Toronto Raptors at number 8 with 4-3. Memphis Grizzlies 4-3 at number 7. The Pelicans at 4-2 at number 6. Number 5 is the Trailblazers at 5-1. Number 4 are the Boston Celtics at 4-2. Number 3, we have the Cavaliers at 5-1. Number 2, we have the Suns at 6-1. And the number one overall team is the Milwaukee Bucks at 6-0. Now, just for those of us who care, Washington is at 19 at 4-4. Chicago is at 20 at 4-4. The Brooklyn Nets are 23rd with a 2-6 record. The Lakers are 26th with a 1-5. And the Orlando Magic are 30th with a 1-7 record. Wow. Any dispute there, you guys? We all good with that?
That's a ridiculous thing, but I mean, 6 games in, they talk about who's where's the Portland Trailblazers?
I mean,
they were 4-0 at one point.
Right.
Where's the Portland? They're not on
there. Yeah.
Where they got them at?
The Trailblazers. Number 5?
Yeah. Oh, number 5,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's still preseason for a lot of still preseason for a lot of teams.
But this chat,
ain't
this
some
is
of those
one
numbers.
Of those head scratchers. This is one of those head scratchers to me, because They got the Boston Celtics, number 4, at 4-2, and the Trailblazers at number 5 with 5-1. And the Cavaliers
the
are number 3. Go ahead.
The Celtics are 4-3. Cavaliers are 6-1. See, probably when you wrote it yesterday, you know, they had everybody played a game. So everything is up now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's probably what
and the only one that I was on top of was the Wizards because I watched them and play last night. So,
I'm
going to watch.
And the Bulls are 5-4.
Yeah, okay.
We 5-4 instead of 4-4 because we won that one last game, I guess, that wasn't on the roster last night. I mean, on your thing from yesterday.
No, I wasn't in the power rankings.
Right.
But other than that,
it's all good.
Other than the Celtics and the Trailblazers, I pretty much concur with this list. I really don't see, anything wrong. We know Golden State is not going to stay in that 10th place in power rankings. We know that they're not. And I see the Grizzlies moving up as well. Now, the question is, who out of the top 5 teams between the Bucks, the Suns, the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Trailblazers do you guys see being knocked out of that top 5 ranking? Who out of those teams?
Say the teams again.
You have the Bucks, the Suns, the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Trailblazers. Somebody
the Trailblazers is a question for me. Everybody is good except for the Trailblazers. The Trailblazers are good.
Yeah, they won't last.
But I think they
won't last.
Yeah, they won't last. Right, they won't last.
It's early, 6 games, and everybody can jump out to the sprint. You know, some teams sprint, some teams jog.
Yeah,
you best believe.
Right.
Some people walk.
You best believe Brooklyn and Philly are gonna be up there when it's all said and done. Believe that. Is there any?
Because I don't know. Let me tell you why I say that. Like right now, Embiid out for personal reasons. They don't know when he's going to come back. James Harden, he just went out. He's going to be out for a month.
Right.
So,
but
I mean, I don't know how the team is going to
I'm talking about come play. I'm talking about come playoff time. They play faster.
I don't think they can make
the
playoffs.
Oh, they need their weapons. They need their weapons to get to the playoffs. They need their weapons there.
This is the first month in the NBA. Please trust me. The championship ain't won now. The championship ain't won.
They haven't played 20 games yet. They haven't even played 20 games yet. And everybody's picking winners and losers and rankings and everything. I think it's because we have so many reporters out there on TV. They got to analyze every little thing.
Mute your phone in the background. Somebody mute their phone with the noise in the background.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, 57.
I mean, this is news that they put out there, so we're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it.
I'm with you on that, but I just think it's too soon. I don't disagree with what you're saying, Kel, about we got to talk about it. But I'm just saying, I just think it's too soon for them to be putting a list out. Asking us to I just think it's too soon.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Don't get me wrong.
Think about the Phillies at the end of May. The Phillies were 21-29 at the end of May. Now we're going on 82 games from the world title.
Yeah, true that.
We're talking about some people that really play team ball. That's a team that play team ball.
Yep.
I'm looking at Philly. They look like they play team ball. Sometimes when certain people ain't out there, they play team ball. But then when there's certain people out there, they don't play team ball. So I don't know if that's going to fly all the way through the season playing empty like that. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how many times it was stated last night that Maxey and Harden have a chemistry and they play better without Embiid out there. That was said several times last night. You know, how true it is, it will be seen. But I did see before Harden went out of the game, I did see chemistry between he and Maxie, you know, more so than he and anyone else that played for Philly. But, I mean, hey, like you guys
said. Well, the next
say,
time you see the chemistry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, like you guys say, we haven't even played 20 games yet. So let's get 20 games in at least and see where everybody stands stands at that point. I tell you what, as a Wizard fan, it was good to see my team finally have an advantage on somebody because we played that big man game to a T last night. We played that big man game to a T, and I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it.
Man.
Porzingis
boy,
and
grew a beard. He grew a beard and a game. Yeah.
He was
painting
up.
He got a goatee.
He was in that paint.
Yeah.
He got to fit in. He got to fit in the DC style. He's a DC
guy. Yeah, got a haircut in Southeast. He ready.
He big ready.
Hey, y'all play too
y'all
right.
Got him messed up. He big ready.
Well,
he
y'all play
big
too
ready.
Right. Yeah.
He got a haircut in Southeast, baby.
Too early to tell.
Hey. I
feel
gonna
about
lie.
The Wizards.
I read his mouth after one of those alley-oop dunks. I could have sworn that by him and said, that's what's up, Joe. For real. That's what he said, that's what's up, Joe.
No.
Yes.
When he did say that, I'm going to high five him.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Come on in, Darius. You on.
Hey, D.
Hi, everybody.
I'm mute yourself. Okay.
Hey, we're good. How you, Dave? We chilling.
Ain't nothing. You said who would drop out of that top five? That was the question, the top five?
Yeah. Who do you think is going to drop out between the Bucks, the Suns, the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Trailblazers? Who do you think is going to drop out?
Really, none of them. Not, depending on your measuring stick. If you're talking throughout the whole season, of course somebody's going to drop out. But if you say in like next 5 games or 10 games, or you put a stipulation on it, I think those 5 teams will still be right there. They playing great basketball right now. That's just in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. Well, only team I beg to differ with is the Celtics. I don't think we've seen the full recourse of all that went on with them during the offseason with their coach. And right now, they're basically going off of what they did last year, their momentum from last season towards the end. So it's all fine and dandy. But I'm like 57. I want to see 20 games in with some adversity, with some tough games being played, and how would they rise to the occasion? Or will they fold under the occasion?
So can I ask you this question then? Them losing their coach, is that not adversity?
Who?
Boston, them losing their coach, is that not adversity?
That's what I'm talking about, Boston.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you said you would like to see more adversity and them battle-tested. I've seen them battle-tested this year already also. But I'm asking you, their coach, their head coach, you said no?
You missed what I said. What I said was, from the beginning, that this, we really haven't seen an effect yet on the Celtics by them losing their head coach, because they're basically playing with last year's momentum. When it comes time for a decision that Udoka would normally make, or bringing these guys together and gathering them as teammates, as players, that's when we'll see whether or not they're really okay, or is it going to be a problem for real? That's what I'm saying.
So why do you think you need all of that? Like them losing their coach, you don't think that's adversity? That's what I'm asking you.
No, I'm not saying losing their coach isn't adversity. I'm saying it is, and I'm saying sooner or later that will show its ugly head. How are they going to handle it when it does?
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. How are they going to handle this situation when it becomes that big deal, when everybody around them is saying, see, when Udoka was there, this wasn't happening. When Udoka was there, that wasn't happening. Oh, they was able to get over this hump because of their coach.
Yep.
But when that type of talk starts, Say what?
He was only there 1 year. Like, y'all putting a whole lot of emphasis on Udoka.
But it was a hell of a year. It was a hell of a year.
I know, but I'm just saying it was 1 year. Like, this is me chiming in to y'all conversation. But it was 1 year, one hell of a year, like everybody is saying, but it was only 1 year. So, yes, he made an impact on them, of course, sure. But for the long run, he wasn't there long enough I'm not understanding what you're saying, because I'm kind of confused, because he was only there 1 year, made a big impact, yes, on the basketball part of it. Yes, I get all of that. But the controversy and them not being able to handle certain situations, like, they was already doing that before he got there. It wasn't no whole bunch of shenanigans and foolery going on over there in Boston. It just wasn't. I mean, that I seen. Yes,
he got them guys to play together that they hadn't been playing together before. You know, you got to give him credit for that, even though he was only the coach for 1 year. But he turned that team around. He got Brown and what's his name to play together, and he got them to the championship game. You know, you got to give him credit. The year before that, that's why the other coach just up abruptly quit. Now,
can I say this?
If he goes to New Jersey and makes that team a good team, you're going to see he was a good coach. He was a good coach anyway.
I never said he wasn't a good coach.
I'm not going to take anything from the guy.
I never said he was a good coach. He wasn't a good coach. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, yes, he did his thing over there in Boston. But he was only there for 1 year. Y'all act like all these stipulations that y'all – hold on, wait a minute. Y'all act like all these stipulations that is put out there, like he did that. Like, no, they had to put in the work to do it.
And what stipulations are you talking about, sis?
Hold on. They stuck together and they did – go ahead.
You said –
what stipulations are you talking about?
Hold on, because I can't let you get past what you said. You said he bought in and made Brown and Tatum play together? That's what your word.
Exactly. He got them to play together because they weren't before.
Hold on. I can't let you say that. These two
guys.
Well,
see, now I don't know anything about basketball because I don't agree.
You don't even watch it like that, 57. Like, you don't even be watching it like that, though, for real.
I do.
What that means? Just
pick
your new mask.
I understand exactly what 57 is saying, because those guys did not have the chemistry. They did not have the chemistry that they had once Udoka took over. They didn't.
They ain't watching basketball. I don't know. Somebody ain't watching basketball.
See, now we ain't watching basketball because we don't agree.
Right. Right. But that's
no,
how
because,
it goes.
Not
now,
because you don't agree.
That's
not
how it goes.
You don't agree.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because I'm saying
true.
Something different from what you're saying,
true,
sis. And now you're criticizing my character in basketball because I'm not agreeing with you, sis.
You
come on, man.
You don't have to agree with me, but
well,
you know what I'm trying to tell
why
you?
Can't we have a difference
you,
of opinion
you,
then?
You know
I just don't agree with what
that
you're saying.
You're
that's all.
To solve some problems. That's what you do.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
And you try to catch a bone. You throw stuff out and you try to
catch
a bone.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Since you're throwing out all the accusations, sis. I'm not. You're throwing out all the accusations, sis. Come on.
Nobody going for that today.
Come on. Listen to yourself, sis. Listen to yourself.
That doesn't even make sense.
Listen to yourself.
I hear me.
Listen to yourself.
Long as you hear me.
Let's bring Brother Ted in.
How can I not hear you?
I'm kind of scared to add my two cents
in, but I will. But I 57. I definitely heard what you were saying, and I agree because, like you say, before then, if y'all would listen to the commentary, they were saying because they was having the situation. Who team is it? You know, Browns or Tatum? Because you got two young emerging superstars. Okay, so like you say, they had to have. He got that cohesiveness together, okay? Because, like you said, and then remember that Smart came out and addressed the team and stuff, talking about Tatum is not passing and this and that. So you had disruption up in Boston, okay? Because they didn't really have an identity who team it was exactly. You know, who going to be that go-to man at that end or whatever, who, you know, this and that. So he got them playing together, like say, hey, well, when it comes down to this, I don't know, you know, exactly what he said, but bottom line, he got them playing cohesive where it was no disrupting. Hey, because remember they was talking about trading Brown. Okay, that was an option because Tatum is their man. They want Tatum is their main man.
That was a rumor.
Okay.
They
were
trying to
but last
crazy.
Night.
That was a rumor.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so everything the announcers put out is a rumor then. Okay, but let me finish, though. Because last, you real hot, ain't you, boy? Woo. Last night. I can't even hear. I'm trying to get out my thing. I think it's my turn.
Good,
I'm sorry, but...
Go ahead, bro.
Like last night, I watched the game because I watched basketball faithfully, okay, and I watched that game. And then, you know, last night they played Cleveland, okay, but Brown had that last shot, you know, at the end, you know, and stuff. So, and like I say, it was no back and forth. It's like, hey, we know where we at. We know Tatum is the main man. Brown, you that second superstar. And Smart, you that defensive glue, you know, which holds the team together. So like they say, Uduko got them playing together. Because when you get talent like that, it can go like, hey, man, I'm the man. I'm supposed to take the last shot. I'm supposed to do this or blah, 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 skip. So he got them together with that 1 year. That's why they made it to the finals, you know. I agree with what you said, 57, totally. And like you say, that's what it was, whether it's a rumor or not. And I also agree with that, whether it was a rumor or not, I can see it.
Okay.
I've been coaching since I was young. I've been coaching for a long, long time, you know, and I know basketball. It ends it out. And so and that's what my opinion on that. I like I said, I don't know what else y'all said, but I agree with what I came on, I couldn't hardly understand because it was hot going back and forth. But I agree with what he said. Oduko got them cohesiveness playing together, and you know, and identify who's who in everybody's role.
Yeah, they got changed a lot.
We about to take a break.
Wow.
Go ahead, Cap. What did you say, Cap?
I was just saying, what they have to deal with now is philosophy, a change in philosophy. Now, at first they thought the guy was going to be an interim coach. Now they found out that Udoka is going elsewhere. Marcus Smart had comments about, you know, like, you know, it's kind of like he was like, yo, what? I thought we was getting him back on that tip. So they're going to have to transition from thinking that coach was coming back whatever philosophies he instilled in them last year, all that's over with. They starting from scratch. So they winning on talent right now. Just hopefully the X's and O's or whatever don't kill them.
Okay. All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Lady T, it's on you when we come back, ma. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I ain't even get this song, man. I'm so caught up in this conversation, y'all. You know, I'm so caught up in this conversation that I messed up. And here we go. We'll be right back.
Just play the thing, bro. It's all good.
Here I go. Lady T right here. I'm ready, man. I'm ready for week 9. If y'all ain't studied, I don't know what to tell you, man. Let's go down and make sure everyone is here. Reggie Cup, you with us?
Yes.
Okay, 57. 57, you hear?
And one nothing. I'm going to take a break this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
007, you with us? 007.
Yeah.
You hear, bro? Hey, 007, I'm sorry we ain't getting to you before now. I saw your number. I meant to pull you up, but you here now with us.
Somebody can mute their phone.
It's all good. I enjoy every conversation, man. Learned a lot. It's all good.
Cap, you on with us?
Yeah, man.
All right. Mima, you back, baby.
I'm gonna play this week.
Right. Tang, yep, ain't got to say it. Tid, you joining in or you sitting it out?
No, sir. No, I'm not participating. Thank you, though.
Okay. Marcus, what's up, Marcus?
What's up, family?
What
to do, Marcus? Man, I came in here just to take the church's money. I'm coming to get your money. I'm on the tour.
You think just to tell you
what?
Hey, Tang, I'm tired of hearing your name every week. Tang and them around here in the lab. Hey, man, I'm coming to get that. I'm about to snatch that dollar.
Hey, bro, I'm only two in, bro. It's just that you probably happen to hear my name them two times, man. Everybody been running, man.
Nah, you've been in the finals. You've been up there up in the top.
Okay.
Come on with it.
I agree with you.
Last year too.
Last year I was winning, bro. I might have been in the finals. Last year I was winning, though. I got some competition this year. Everybody on point.
All right. Okay. Come on, Lady T.
So I got Kale, Lady T, Tang, Reese, Mima, Marcus, 007. Did I miss anybody, Daddy? Good.
You said Tang.
All
right.
Huh?
You did say Tang, right?
Of course.
Oh, you said Cap? My bad. Go ahead. Yeah,
Cap. Oh, I did not say Cap. It was Darius.
Yeah. Darius is not on.
Okay.
Darius is Lou not on? On. Nope, Lou's not on.
Okay.
Darius is on. Okay.
I get him later if he's playing.
No, right. He got to be live, y'all. They got to be live in studio.
They don't have to be live as long as they, remember we said that, they don't got to be live as long as they posted before the kickoff tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
what it is.
Come on, man.
He said
come
he's
on,
online.
On.
He's on there.
Who?
He just came in here. Dirty said he's on the line.
He just joined back up.
He said he online. Okay.
Okay. I got him now. Dirty, you here with us, bro?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up.
I don't know. I'm about to be. Let me move. Eagles versus the Texans. This is tonight's game, you guys. Eagles versus the Texans. Tang, it's on you.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Reese.
Eagles.
Cat.
Eagles.
I'm sorry, Eagles. It's Cat. Eagles.
Because I was about to keep it moving.
I understand.
Eagles. I got you. Cat. Marcus.
I'm going with the other team.
All right.
It's time for them bombs to lose.
007.
Yeah, I'm going with Eagles. Never again, Texas.
Betty says Eagles.
All these traits.
Colts versus the Patriots, you guys. Colts versus the Patriots.
Hold on, we ain't getting my Betty or yours.
I said Eagles. I said it first. Eagles, and then my Betty said Eagles. Hers is posted.
Okay.
So, Trish, you know I'm not going with the Eagles, right?
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
Not
the
Eagles.
I was saying the Texans.
I know. I got you. I said Texans.
Okay.
Colts versus the Patriots. Betty says... Patriots. 007.
Patriots.
Marcus.
Patriots.
Mima.
Patriots.
Reese.
Patriots.
Kane.
Patriots.
Kale.
I'm going with the Colts.
Oh.
Darius.
Patriots.
Cap.
Patriots.
I'm going Patriots. Packers versus the Lions. This is a division game. This game is being played in Detroit. Cap.
I'm going with the Packers.
You said Packers, Cap?
Yes, Packers.
Darius.
I'm going to go Lions.
Marcus.
Lions.
You said what, Packers?
The Lions.
007.
Packers.
Betty says Lions. Mima.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Detroit.
Reese.
Packers.
I'm going Packers. Kale.
Green Bay.
Packers on Packers. Okay. Chargers versus the Falcons. Chargers versus the Falcons. Darius, start us off.
Chargers.
Reese.
Panthers.
Chang.
Who you say it was, Chargers and who?
Falcons.
I'm going with Atlanta.
Betty says Chargers, 007.
Falcons.
Marcus.
Hey, who, real quick, I know this. Who quarterbacking for the Chargers?
Herbert. Justin Herbert.
Herbert.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with the Chargers all day.
Mima. Kale.
Chargers.
I'm going Falcons. Bills, Jets. Division game. This is a division game.
You didn't get mine. You didn't get mine, Priest.
Come on, Cap. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Chargers.
I'm sorry, Cap.
It's all right. I know it's one of them days. A lot of spirited conversations today.
You say the Bengals and who? The
Bills,
who?
Jets.
Okay,
Bills, Jets. Come on, 007. Bills, Jets.
Jets.
Betty says Bills. Marcus.
Bills.
Mima.
Bills.
Darius.
Bills.
Same.
Bills.
Reese.
Bills.
Cap.
Raiden.
Cap.
Bills.
Bill,
I'm going Bills. Kale. I'm going Bills. That's a sweep, ain't it?
No.
No, I went Jets.
No.
Vikings that was a division game, you guys. Vikings versus the Washington Commanders. Vikings versus the Washington Commanders, Darius.
Vikings.
Cap.
Vikings.
Betty says Commanders. 007.
Commanders.
Marcus.
Commanders.
Mima.
Washington.
You can say the Redskins, Mima. He's OG with it.
Washington.
Tang.
Vikings.
Vikings. Kale.
Washington football team.
Panthers versus the Bengals. The Bengals.
Hmm.
I'm going Bengals. Tank.
Bengals also.
Reese.
Bengals.
Betty says Bengals. Both of my mamas on here. 007.
Bengals.
Same mom here.
Man, I ain't going to take off his helmet.
Marcus.
Right.
Which two teams? It's Bengals and who else?
Panthers, Bengals.
The Texans and the Bengals?
Panthers, Bengals.
Panthers.
Carolina. Yeah, Carolina and Bengals.
The Bengals.
Okay.
What are you saying, Marcus?
The Bengals.
Come on, Mima.
The Bengals.
There he is.
Bengals.
Cap.
Bengals.
Kale.
I'm gonna go Bengals.
That's the first week. Raiders versus the Jags. Raiders versus the Jaguars. The Jaguars. Come on, Cap.
This game. Fight. Oh, man. It's a hard one. Where's the playing play at?
Jaguar.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Yep.
Kale.
I'm going to go with the Raiders, man.
There he is.
Give me Jags.
Oh.
I'm going Jags. Tang.
Jags.
Reese.
Raiders.
Who?
Okay. Raiders.
I got you. Betty says Jag. 007.
Raiders.
Marcus.
Raiders.
Mima.
The Raiders.
Okay, guys. Did I get everybody? Yeah. All right. Dolphins versus the Bears. Playing this game in Chicago. Dolphins versus the Bears. Marcus?
Dolphins.
Double-oh-seven.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Betty says Dolphins. Mima.
The Dolphins.
I'm going Bears. Tang.
Dolphins.
Reese.
Dolphins.
Hill.
I'm going Bears.
Darius.
Miami.
Cap.
Dolphin.
Seahawks versus the Cardinals. This is another division game. Seahawks versus the Cardinals. This game is being played in the Cardinals' house. Reese.
Seahawks.
Tang.
Cardinals.
Say it again.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Betty says Cardinals. 007.
Cardinals. Don't let me down, Kyle.
Marcus.
Man, it's hard. Cardinals.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with Geno.
Is Geno you trust?
Yep. Geno got it going on now.
I'm going to roll with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Cap.
Must win for the Cardinals.
There he is.
Cons.
I'm going card. Rams versus the Bucks. Rams, Bucks. Rams in Tampa Bay. Tang.
Rams.
Come on, Reese.
Bet.
Betty says Bucks. 007.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. Tom Brady mad.
Marcus.
I'm going to go with the Bucks too.
Mima.
I'm going with the Rams.
Kale.
I'm going with the Rams.
Darius.
Rams.
Cap.
Bucks.
I'm going, Ryan. Let's see. This is the Sunday night game. Sunday night game, you guys. 8:30, Titans versus the Chiefs. This game is going to be played in the Chiefs' house, Mahomes' house, Kansas City. Come on, Darius.
Give me Mahomes, Chiefs.
Come on, Reese.
Chiefs.
Tang.
Chiefs.
There's Chiefs. 007.
Chiefs.
Mima.
Chiefs.
Marcus.
Chiefs.
Cap.
Going to Chiefs.
Kale.
You got me. You heard me right, Tree.
Say it again, Marcus.
I was saying you heard me, right?
You said Chiefs, right?
Yeah. I'm just making sure because my phone broke.
I got you. Kale.
Thank you.
Kansas City.
You're welcome. I am going Titans. Ravens versus the Saints. I'm going Ravens.
Monday night game.
007.
Saints. Gotta go with score. That's Monday night game, y'all.
Yeah, score.
Going with the Saints. 28-20.
Seven. Betty already wrote 28-20. I just hadn't said it yet.
Oh, wow.
You want to pick another number?
Oh,
it's on
17,
the screen.
16,
you see it. You say
17,
what?
16. 17, 16.
Are you saying 1-5 or 1-6?
1-6.
All right.
5-6.
Betty says Ravens. And her score is 28-20. Marcus.
Marcus, Ravens, Saints.
My bad, I ain't.
Mima.
Hold
on, Marcus, I come back to you. Mima.
Ravens, 28-24.
Saints, 27-23.
Marcus.
I'm going Ravens, 19-26. Ravens,
26-19. Yeah.
Reese. Ravens, 24-14.
I'm going Ravens, 21-14.
Come on, Darius.
Ravens, 27-10.
You said 20?
Yeah, 20-17.
Okay. Cap.
Ravens 23. Saints 17.
Wait a minute. You said 23-17, 20-17, 17-16. Okay. Okay. I'm all right. Got it. All right. I'm taking Ravens. And I'm taking, I'm going 14-7.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That concludes Lady T's pick. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Their picks and the Cash App, if you're going to be playing for the pot, the Cash App is $ M-A-M-A-B-O-S-S, the number 5. And if you're just playing for fun, just play for fun. We'll be right back after these short messages. 563-999-3789.
Say your Cash App again, please.
The Cash App is $ M-A-M-A. B-O-S-S, the number 5. If you see Treetop, we'll be right back, you guys. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
No,
you said tonight. You ready to roll.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's discuss this elephant in the room, Mr. Daniel Snyder. It looks like Irsay and the rest of the owners are going to have their way. I had several people text me yesterday, and it was so many texts that I read a portion, and that's it. All I read was Washington hired Bank of America. That's all I read. But in further conversation, thanks to my man Marcus, thanks to my man Cap, and everybody else, you know, I've come to realize that can hire Bank of America as a group to help him sell the team. So it looks like we can really get our wish, Washington fans, and
hit the
football
road,
fans. You know, football fans who appreciate the time when Washington was a good team for real. Because I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. And I can say this because it's my team. We have been garbage the past 2.5 decades. And I know some people might say, well, y'all had playoff runs. Y'all won the division. None of that with assurance in my book. None of that stuff we accomplished had any assurance with it. I felt like, okay, they doing that right now, but the shoe about to fall in a second. So I'm going to open the lines up, man. Tell me how y'all feel about that.
Goodbye. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's how I feel about it, too.
Before y'all get too excited.
Hit the road, Jack.
I want to throw this out there.
No more.
Bye, y'all get too excited, I'd like to throw this out there. He might be just looking for a minority partner to help for this. Don't forget about the stadium. There's definitely going to be a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And Snyder don't want to use his money.
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a hope.
So RFK Stadium's in play, right?
No,
yeah,
he goes
to
Northern Virginia.
The mayor said two of the biggest obstacles for this Washington team coming back to Washington were the name of the team and Daniel Snyder being in ownership of the team. So it, with that being said, it stands to look as if Dan is gone, they'll come back to Washington. And that's just to me. That's my opinion. But I'm going off of what she said. Almost every time I turned the news on and they were asking her about this is what she said, that it was a Daniel Snyder's ownership and the name of the Washington football team that kept them from coming back into the district. So, I don't know.
Why'd they do like Green Bay? You know, I don't know how they structured, but I know there's no one owner in Green Bay. So why don't they do like that?
reports just came out that Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z looking to buy the chain.
Yep.
Yeah. I heard that.
I mentioned that to you, Kel, about Jay-Z and stuff, but like you said, you said you didn't want him, so.
No, I don't. Yeah. I really don't. You know.
Well, Virginia says as long as Dan Snyder is owning the team, they don't want the team in Virginia.
Right.
But he ain't losing out. He paid $780,000 for that team. Now it's worth $5.8 billion. So.
$780 million.
He getting that bread back.
Million. I'm about to say he got a dirt cheap if he paid $780,000.
Getting that bread back.
He paid $780 million.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. $780 million.
He getting like $6.5 billion back.
He's still getting over. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well,
you know, he still made a heck of a profit.
The actual price right now is $5.8 million. I mean billion. $5.8 billion. Is what he stands to gain upon selling the team. So, I mean,
he's going to need that money in legal fees anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you guys forget Don't you guys forget that the government is coming after him. The government is coming after him.
That's why he decided to make.
Exactly.
They got about 40 women.
Yes. Dan is trying to get out from under ownership before all of the allegations come down. Thank you, Marcus, because I read up on this now. Dan wants to get away from everything because if everything comes out, the sale of the team, the price drops tremendously. And it's still good money in our book, but in their book, that type of loss, they don't. He doesn't want to take. He doesn't want to take. So he's trying to hurry up or speed up the sale so that the team will remain as valuable as it is right now. So, I mean, hey.
So can I ask you a question? So you think he is the cause of the value of the team?
Do what?
I'm asking you, do you think he is the cause of the value of the team?
Let me ask you a question. The price is going to drop if it found out all the work that has to be done to get this organization back to an upstanding situation. So the price it's just like going to a car dealer. If somebody tries to sell you a car and you get in that zone and it gets the smoking and it's rattling while it's idling and all of that, you're going to walk away from that deal. You're going to walk away from that deal. And it's not necessarily Dan, but it's what this organization has become. It's all of the baggage that this organization has. It's all of the work that whoever purchased it is going to have to do to get it back to an upright standing.
Say one thing.
And
even if they purchase it with all these problems, I don't think the value of the team is going to go down at all because it's poor.
Mm-hmm.
Those people can be replaced. And they are going to be replaced. So they're not even looking at that part of it. They're just looking at they want to be the owner of the team. They don't really care how much it costs. They're going to pay it. They don't really care. I don't think that the value of the team is going to go down because Dan owns it. It hasn't gone down now. It hasn't gone down. Even when the emails come out. When the emails came out for the Raiders.
Owns it. Y'all get that out of your head. No one is saying because Dan owns it.
I said the emails. Yeah. The emails. Yeah. You were talking about the emails, right? If the emails come down, he want to be far, far away from it, right? That's what you said. So what I'm saying is, even, I don't care if 900 million emails come down saying all kind of stuff about this man. The team is not going to. It's not going to devalue the team because the team didn't do all of that stuff. So that's all I'm saying. Go ahead, 007.
That's Marcus.
Go ahead, Marcus.
You know, just to kind of like clarify, I think what Mac is saying. Look, what's happening with the what they're investigating is the misappropriation of the finances, how he did his books. That's what they're looking at. So it makes
so that's going to devalue the team?
Hold on. Let me finish.
No, I'm asking.
It may come out. I'm explaining
okay.
Right now. It may come out that in this information that the team really ain't worth what he's saying it is, because what they have done, he's saying that they lie all the time about the money they got, about how they made the money, where they put the money, and that is what is under questioning. So if it ain't been true if it ain't been truth about what is going on with the finances and they just putting numbers out there that ain't real, then the truth is going to come down it's going to affect the whole team. This ain't just about Dan. This is about the business part, the business side of what he has done.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like when I've been reading everything, it hasn't said anything about his finances. Like his finances, not one time hasn't come into. Hold on, wait a minute. His finances hasn't come into play not one time. Only thing that's been coming down to play is the sexual stuff and sexual misconduct and all that stuff. That's all I've been hearing. I haven't heard anything. His books is messed up or his books is this.
Oh, no, they're checking his books.
I haven't heard none of that.
They're checking his finances. They're checking his finances.
I know.
They're talking about that today.
I know they're checking this. That's why I'm saying nothing has leaked out. Since they've been investigating, quote, with my two fingers in the air with the quote.
But they ain't
going to
tell you what they got right now. But they investigating his finances.
Listen, they telling everything else. They telling everything else. So they just going to leave out that
No,
part.
They're not.
They telling everything else.
They're not telling you everything.
They,
okay.
They're not
telling
us
what
everything.
They want us to
okay.
know. They're
exactly.
Telling, They're telling what they want us to know.
This makes no sense.
I agree with that.
It's a rumor. It's a rumor.
So where do the value, because that was the question,
nothing.
The value of the team, where do that take the hit? Because the fans still going to support. Tickets still going to get bought. Jerseys still going to get bought. Concession fans still going to go up. If Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos buy the team, everything going to go up. So where is the value? Because that's the question. Y'all going away from – y'all always move the goalposts when y'all talking. Where is the value is going to lose? Where is that? Show me
no,
that
No, no, no,
bruh.
We're talking about the value of the team at the very moment, not what's going to happen when
difference.
Someone else buys the team, the value of the team right now.
Oh, you got
right, right. It's the difference in – going to Macy's
yeah.
and buying a Nautica jacket and going to the thrift store and buying a Nautica jacket. Is that different? That Nautica jacket at the thrift store is used, worn. It might even have some little discrepancies in it. That jacket at Macy's is brand new. So you're going to pay brand new price for brand new.
What's going to be brand new?
TNT fashion. TNT fashion.
No, don't use mine. Don't use myself. Don't use myself.
Don't use
me.
You're using
don't
the
use
prices
me.
That you're
use
using.
Use something else. Use Gordon
and
Mackie
Lacker.
Use Gordon
and
Mackie Lacker.
Brand new items. Well, okay. Gordon and Mackie Electric. No problem. I can do that. Gordon and Mack Electric, when you call me to come in, I'm going to give you a different price than my competitor. Why? Because I'm selling a service. I'm selling a service. So my price is not going to be the same as Mona Electric, Fishback and Moore, all of these guys. No, my price is going to be Gordon and Mack Electric's price. Same service.
They're
going to
run an
same
audit
work.
On Dan Snyder.
Same
okay?
service. Exactly.
They're going to run an audit on Dan Snyder, and you're going to find out where every dime, nickel, and penny went. Until then, you can say whatever you want to. But once they run that audit, that's the ball game. It's already
so
ran.
Where
it.
Is this?
Already
so,
ran.
So,
and
yeah,
we
you
talk,
guys,
they've already ran
so,
it. They've already run it. Millions
so you
of times.
Guys really think.
They
so
haven't
y'all
ran
really
an audit
if,
on Dan
with,
Snyder yet.
Whatever come out on Dan Snyder is going to devalue the team. That's what y'all saying.
It could. They might want to get more. Okay. It's at $5.8 billion. But if they find this and that wrong with that, then the competitors going to say, hey, man, we might have to drop that 5.8. You just get 5,
yep.
you know, or whatever. But if it's discrepancy, God, Jesus Christ.
If you
we ain't
going to
pay
$5.8
billion for a team that you can destroy.
So if you don't want it for $5.8, the next man will. So you
don't
know.
No, it ain't going like that.
Don't forget.
It's a million people trying to buy the team.
This is what I keep hearing though, y'all. Y'all keep taking Dan, and you making Dan like it's Dan's money. The team is the team. Dan's money. Hold on. Dan's money is Dan's money. We're not talking about Dan's money. We talking about the books being open on the actual team, on the actual organization, on the appropriation of what he has done. And that's what we're talking about. So it ain't about Dan doing – it's not about Dan's money. It's about him messing up the team. And when we go to the table to negotiate, I can lowball you. And you and here's the thing. Everybody is going to do – it's just like when you do a trade. If everybody know you're going to cut him anyway, why I got to trade with you? I'm a lowball you. Or I'm just going to wait till you cut him, get him off waivers.
Mm-hmm.
This whole
wow.
team,
now listen,
I'm not saying that they're going to completely lose out. But when we start talking about $5 billion and you start taking away millions, I don't care if it's one. I don't care if it's two. Come on, give me three. Listen, that you start thinking about that because – I'm sorry, this ain't Monopoly money we talking about right now. When we go to the table to negotiate that, ain't none of us negotiate nothing like that. And if you have, man, please donate to the Thomas Foundation.
So if they say they keep talking these numbers, expect like oh they won't. I'm sorry, my
bottom line, Dan Snyder is trying his best to remove himself before anything comes out so he can keep that number the same. I'm of the mindset, I don't care. As long as he sells the team, that's all that matters to me. If he accepts less money, go ahead.
J. Adams Jr., they keep talking these numbers and speculate all they want. But the reality is that organization is worth more than what their current numbers are, whatever they are right now. So if he's selling the team and got a number based on projections, they tripping.
Okay, and that means what?
Exactly.
That means what?
He's saying that organization.
Go ahead.
Dan Snyder hadn't even telling the right amount of money they was making off the seats in the stadium. So you think he gonna give a right information? Dan Snyder, Dan Snyder hadn't even given up information.
That
was the money that they was selling.
What you say? Say that again. I couldn't hear you. Say that again, Mima.
Dan Snyder don't give up the right information. He won't even give up the right information on the sales of the ticket sales. They've been using two different books. Okay? That's why they're going to have to do an audit before they Dan Snyder be able to sell anything. Because Dan Snyder don't give up the right dollar amount.
That's what I said. They probably already done the audit on him. That's what I'm saying.
No, they haven't. I can't say no more, but no, they haven't.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to him talking about he'll never sell? I guess them owners say they got more ninjas than you got. You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, they're going to make them because the owners got more ninjas.
Remember, he also said that he would never change the name.
Right.
Remember? Pound it on the table. I will never change the name of my team. This is what he said. So, stop saying never, Dan. Stop saying never. You're giving people a destination to take you to. Every time you say never, you're giving people a destination to take you to. But, hey, listen. Bottom line, if my team was to get a new owner, is to get a new owner, I hope that it's a intelligent group
I hope that it's a group that understands today's people and not trying to sue old ladies over season tickets and mess like that. I hope it's a good
fan.
Group.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, man. Please turn our name to Red Wolves. I would love to go to a game at the Wolf Den. You understand me? I don't want to go to the Commanders headquarters or whatever the heck. But change that name to Red Wolves, man. Let's see who this call is.
Is Dame Dash in the running to trying to get the team?
I haven't heard his name. I haven't read his name. So.
Hey, Brother Kale, when I went to the game, it felt like a high school experience. It didn't even feel like a pro football experience when I went there when they played Tennessee. It didn't feel like a Redskins. It didn't even feel like a professional football game or nothing. It was just felt like I was at Dunbar or something or Cadoza.
That's a weak name. Excuse me.
That's
a weak name. The name weak. We need something with some kind of power in it.
Now, that's going to be funny, though, if that's a part of the process of new ownership. If they say, you know, that's on the table where they can change the name. Hell, that football team is some of the hardest stuff y'all ever did. I don't know why they left that alone. But the young lady who was speaking earlier, she laid out the main point here. Once that ticket sales scheme got exposed and they found out that not only were they stealing from ticket buyers as far as not giving people their deposits and refunds and everything else, but when they start finding out that this dude wasn't declaring all of the money that they was making from ticket sales, which meant the rest of the owners, because they got revenue sharing, which meant he was short nil. That's why they all started going after him. They had Jim Irsay come out there and say, yeah, we got the votes to get him out. And once he knew that, okay, they got the votes to get me out, he tried to throw a threat. Hey, I know some things about some people, too. And they said, yeah, okay, we're going to send Jim Irsay out there. He been caught with drugs and everything else. He don't care. He ain't scared of whatever you're talking about you're going to reveal. And so now they push it down out. But ultimately, it's going to sell for way more than whatever we're seeing projected right now. Because remember, these teams don't come up for sale often. And when you do a sale like that, basically a fire sale, that means everybody come in putting their bread on the table, and it just becomes big bank, take little bank. Shout out to the Clippers when Oprah came and laid her checkbook on the table, and then the boy from Microsoft came in like, well, I got more than Oprah got, and he laid the big money down on the table. And a franchise, as crazy as the Clippers been all our life, sold for multiple billions. So you can imagine what Washington's going to do. It's going to be big money, bro.
Okay. Your name and where you calling from, please.
Oh, this is Naj, man. What's going on?
What's up, Naj? I thought it was you, but, you know, you saw every now and then. How you feeling, Naj? How's Atlanta treating you?
Man, it's all right, man. We'll see. These people down here crazy, man. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know, you've been safe and you made it back to the corner yet again. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing to keep you getting here. You know what I mean? People crazy everywhere, man. For real.
Atlanta, special kind, though. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I live there. Flat Shoals Parkway. Yeah, I lived there for a couple of years, bro. Yeah, so I know exactly what you're dealing with. Yeah, and I can only imagine how wild they've gotten now. But, this is a good, you know, discussion, guys. I understand every point of view and where everyone is coming from. And at the end of the day, the selling of this football team is all that matters, man. It's all that matters. I don't care if they say Dan's second toe is longer than that big toe. He got to go. I don't care what it takes. Whatever. Get him out of the door. Because this franchise has done nothing but plummet since Jack Kent Cook died. and Dan Snyder took over as the owner. And he's tried to do many maneuvers and tactics to keep himself afloat and relevant with this organization and with the NFL as a total. So, bruh, listen, the buck stops here. Your reign is over. Your reign is done. And hopefully by next season, this Washington football team will have a new owner, hopefully.
Hey, Mima. Mima.
And a new name.
Uh-huh. Mm. Mima, you here?
Uh-huh. And a new name.
You got the last word.
Oh, only thing I can tell you, say is that Dan, I've been saying Dan Snyder was a creep a long time ago. Dan Snyder,
come on, man.
This book's right. Dan Snyder is a creep.
That's how you better say it.
Listen to. Okay, I'm saying it because I'm a female. For all the females that he disrespected. Now, I'm telling you, because if you listen to what they were saying when he was up in Congress, you would never want your daughter to go near Dan Snyder. But anyway,
okay.
Shout out to the Redskins, because I'm still calling the Redskins.
Thank you very much. Amen. So listen, guys, last week, if you guys wanted Marcus information, Marcus Thomas, he is a CEO, personal coach. He's a boxing coach, and he's a certified nutritionist specialist. He goes, his company goes by Godhead Body, GHB Fitness. His phone number is 571-482-9037. I'm saying that because Marcus, I forgot to post it on Kale's Corner, so I was trying to make up for my mistake. I had to post you on Kale's Corner. And I want to say our condolences to a guy. His name is Ray Guy. He was a punter for the Raiders. He passed away. He is in the Hall of Fame. He is the only punter in the Hall of Fame, and he passed away yesterday. Or was it today? Early in the wee hours of the morning, he passed away. So we want to send our condolences to their family and the Raiders Nation. Kale and Missy would like to say thank you to everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. Kale and Missy would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Missy are here every Tuesday and Wednesday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. If you guys are playing Lady T's Picks, the cash app is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. If you guys see Treetop, that is the right place. You guys enjoy your weekend. I love you guys, and be safe. Kale.
Hey, if you love them, they should already know. You guys, hey, remember, send a prayer up for your boy. I'm going to get that colonoscopy tomorrow. So let's hope and pray, man, that everything is what it needs to be and where it needs to be, because I like talking to y'all, believe it or not. So let's get together next Tuesday, 563-999-3782. And Lady T is a notary. She is a notary. So if you guys need something notarized, if you guys need something notarized, just get in touch with her. Alright? Alright, y'all. Have a great weekend.
Let's do it. Money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Discotheque. This fire chick was on my side, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I should chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance.